Welcome to Science Talks with Isagenics, where different scientists, nutritionists, researchers, and experts from the Isagenics Center of Nutrition and Science, ICONS for short, break down the science behind Isagenics products and nutrition and health in general. My name is Taylor Malham, and I am an Isagenics nutritionist and nutrition education specialist. Today, I have the honor of having Erica Morrissey with me. She has a degree in human nutrition from Arizona State University and is officially known here at Isagenics as a science content specialist. She does a lot of work behind the scenes, helping really develop our products from idea to creation. She lays the groundwork for how we talk and educate about them. And while she's new to our team and maybe new to some of you, she is not new to Isagenics by any means. She has been with the company for 6 years now, working as a product developer in our labs here at Isagenics. She has actually played a huge part in the creation of some of your favorite products, such as our seasonal isolene shakes like mocha, pina colada, and peach mango, to name a few. She was the lead developer on our Essence Essential Oils, Isopro, and even some of our international product offerings like the Natural Accelerator and IsoFlush in Asia. Wow. So to say that Erica is knowledgeable about our products is such an understatement. Welcome, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for such an admirable intro. It's a pleasure to join you and the podcast today.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. So we are so happy to have Erica on our team and especially here today, but let's get right into it. So me and Erica were recently discussing self-care. We got some emails about it. It's just been really big in marketing lately, marketing around the world. And we were just talking about the term. And I think I like self-care, but when I was talking to Erica, I found that she's actually really knowledgeable about the topic, and she was actually really telling me about what it means and why it's important. So, Erica, will you just jump right in and tell us a little bit about what self-care is?
Yes, I love the practice of self-care and really want people to know that behind all the recent marketing around it, it really is something with compelling science behind it. Self-care is defined as the practice of taking an active role in protecting and improving one's own health and happiness. It can be any activity that you choose to do as a means of caring for your mental, emotional, and physical health that makes you feel rejuvenated and balanced. Self-care shouldn't feel like a chore or cause feelings of guilt because it helps you set healthy goals to promote longevity and a more present self or spouse or even parent.
I love that, and I think it's so important. I hadn't realized that self-care was actually a defined thing. I thought it was just something people said.
I know. The term self-care can kind of get a frivolous reputation and be scoffed at times, but it really is the practice of taking care of yourself and putting your health first in little ways throughout the day or week. I recently heard the story of a mother of four who felt guilty for going to the gym a few times a week. At times, she was unable to sit in the stands to watch her daughter's softball practice, and other parents kind of made her feel guilty about not being able to go to every game. But what the other parents didn't understand was that by going to the gym each week, that was her self-care. According to the 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans set by the Center for Disease Control, adults need at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise each week for substantial health benefits. Research also shows that the regular physical activity may decrease all-cause mortality.
Wow.
With only 30 minutes every day, this wonderful mother may have missed a practice here and there, but she was doing what she could to give her kids many more years of happiness and good health to come. Physical activity doesn't have to be in the gym, though. It can be enjoying a walk around the block with your dog, chasing your kids around the yard, or even becoming the next ninja warrior.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, for some of us, exercise can really seem like a chore and maybe not something that you specifically enjoy. So maybe that is not your form of self-care. But for others, for some of us, it's a really vital part of the day that really just makes you feel like you. So on top of that, it is so important for health. It can help reduce your stress levels, improve your mental state. There's so much there. But for a lot of us, you know, when we think of self-care, we think of the relaxation side of it. Is there anything there? Is that actually compelled by the research?
Absolutely. Rest and relaxation are very popular forms of self-care. This can seem like one of the hardest goals to achieve, but it's truly one of the easiest ones to work into your standard routine. For example, if you're looking for a more restful night's sleep, perhaps you can set your self-care goal to 15 minutes of winding down before bed. Set your intention and actively create a relaxing environment. Maybe turning off electronics before bed, diffusing Essence Lavender Essential Oil, and taking a few moments to just breathe in, maybe use a spritz of the sleep support. That might be your self-care. Other examples could include giving yourself a well-deserved facial.
That's
or
me.
having your husband watch the kids for 15 minutes so you can just go soak in the tub. Where you can really take rest and relaxation a step further is through your regular meditation and mindful-based stress reduction. This is where a lot of exciting research is right now. Mindful-based stress reduction was developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn and incorporates mindful meditation, yoga, and body thought awareness with the intention of reducing stress and promoting overall quality of life. Research shows that these practices may also play in a good health routine through neuroendocrine and physical health benefits. In turn, this may promote reduction in stress hormones and oxidative stress while also increasing hormones that may protect telomeres.
Wow, that is so great. So this is something I actually know you incorporate into your own life. Will you tell us how you do it? Because I think if I was listening, I would think this sounds a little intense.
For me, this includes brewing a cup of coffee each morning and drinking it outside on my patio as I enjoy the sunrise. It sounds simple, and it's just moments like this that help me wake up slowly, enjoy nature, and set a positive mood before everyone else wakes up and the craziness begins. I also integrate yoga into my weekly practice, and I deepen the experience by diffusing frankincense alongside my mat and sipping some greens or even ionics. The idea of self-care is to honor yourself and give yourself the support you need to keep everything going around you. Even taking 5 minutes to drink a shake in the morning instead of skipping breakfast altogether, like I usually do, counts as an act of self-care as you harmonize and balance your life by becoming a better you. So what is it that makes you happy and makes you feel more like you?
I think that's such an important question. I love that that's how you posed it. Because it really does look different for everybody. And I also just want to reiterate how you said it can be something really small, you know, just something that makes you feel better throughout the day, like waking up a little bit slower, mm-hmm. Having a cup of coffee by yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be a spa day or a weekend vacation. If that's something you can do, that is so great. But it is really just all about starting a practice. I think that's the key word.
Absolutely.
Of caring for yourself throughout the day. I love that, Erica. When I think of self-care or meditation, essence, you know, as you mentioned, naturally comes to mind. Which essential oils do you think are best to incorporate into a more relaxing self-care practice?
So essential oils have been used for centuries to promote relaxation and mental and physical wellness. Today, these same essential oils are increasingly being studied by scientists in search of a more rigorous, specific understanding of their benefits for sleep and health. Lavender and frankincense have been shown to exert a calming effect on the body, while oils like peppermint, tea tree, and lemon have a more stimulating effect that are great when you're working, especially trying to focus or even just like pepping up before a workout.
Perfect. So Mamie, if you're the kind of person who loves, you know, to do something stimulating as your self-care, those peppermint, tea tree, lemon would be for you. But I am right there with you. My favorite thing is, it sounds really small, but putting a little bit of frankincense on the wall of my shower, it just makes me feel so much more relaxed. And I think the good thing about essential oils is they can make that little time that you set aside for yourself feel more special and intentional. I just love that. So thank you, Erica, for being here today. This was short and sweet, but we really just wanted to get into self-care, what it is, why it actually matters for your health, and just share some little examples of how you can incorporate it into your life. If you have any questions about essence, self-care, or really just want to thank Erica for all of her work on your favorite products, be sure to stop by and see us at the Ask the Nutritionist booth at Celebration. We are so excited. We would love to talk to you. But thank you guys for tuning in today. Goodbye. Product statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if adverse event occurs.